All right, here we go. Well, yesterday, stocks started lackluster, and even this morning, not a whole lot going on. But then, out of the blue, something happens, and we'll take a look at this. And as you can see, yes, I am still on the West Coast, still in Sacramento. It was great meeting with Mark yesterday, and we have some great news for you today. Let's see what we can share today. Anyhow, with that said, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Morgan. Today is Tuesday, April 9th, and in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And Mark, looking back yesterday, not a whole lot going on. I mean, pretty much a waiting day.
Absolutely. I mean, the S&P goes nowhere. Real small range there. About a 20-point range for the S&P, and small dip. But it was just quiet. And then it looked like it was going to be a little bit quiet, but slightly higher today. And then all of a sudden, markets get a little jittery ahead of this week's reports.
Yeah, and this seems to be a new theme right now. I mean, we had this also last week. We had this massive sell-off right before the jobs report. Look at this. I mean, based on absolutely no news, investors suddenly got nervous and said, "Oh my gosh, tomorrow is the jobs report." And right now, after a really super slow start and nothing happening, we see the same thing. Like, "Ah, my gosh, CPI data yesterday." It's just like, this is new. We haven't had that yet. This is a new behavior here.
Yeah, and yesterday we were talking about the markets being a little up and then yields being higher. And now, well, when we opened, yields were down and the markets were higher, but now both the markets and yields are down.
It's just weird. It's just weird. And it shows just how nervous traders are ahead of tomorrow's CPI data, because this is where you mentioned it yesterday. Bank of America says, it's probably getting coming in better. It's probably coming in at 0.2. Everybody else expects 0.3. If it comes in line with expectations, inflation will tick a little bit higher, which is not good. So definitely tomorrow morning, a market moving reports one way or
Sure.
another. And right after this, Bowman speaking again. Didn't she speak yesterday and basically said, let's
I think she
water.
had some comments, but
Yeah,
yeah,
yesterday, it's like, we should still raise interest
officially it's
rates.
tomorrow.
Yeah. Anyhow, well, and also, if you look at yesterday, you mentioned it yesterday, super quiet. This morning, I also saw that the volume yesterday was one of the lowest of the year. It's like a holiday. Well, because yesterday we talked about it, the solar eclipse. Seems that many traders and investors watch the solar eclipse instead of trading, or just saying, you know what, I'm just staying away. I just want to see what's happening. And look at this right now. This is a crazy sell-off.
Yeah, and part of it, I do think that tomorrow is a big report because to oversimplify the markets, people are making bets on what they expect will happen in the future, right? If you believe a stock's going to be higher, you're going to be buying it, right? And right now, the market has priced in rate cuts happening this year, right? And we know that the Fed has, kind of dialed back their. They're still saying that they're cutting. They still say that they're on track and whatnot. But we went from having a cut in March being a high probability situation, which is like, we're past that. Now May, no cut. June is on the table still, and a lot of investors, I think, are leaning more towards the, second half of the year and not in June. And so you take out those cuts that the market has priced in, you get some inflation data that says the Fed can wait, and there could be a little bit of a price adjustment in the markets if we don't get that cut.
Yeah. I mean, talking about inflation, I mean, first of all, the S&P right now has been going sideways and it is getting closer to the 50-day moving average. And we always said the 50-day moving average could be tested. And we're not too far away. The 50-day moving average is only, well, it's less than 100 points away. It's 80 points away. That is not a whole lot. I mean, 80 points on a $5,000 index, that's only 1.5%.
Yeah, and I mean, this is where I still think that there is opportunities after these pullbacks, right? If there is a little shakeout, when you have such a quiet market where it's just kind of moving higher but not doing a whole lot, and then you get a decent drop, it feels like the sky's falling. But really, it's just a great opportunity, in my opinion.
Yeah. So, I mean, talking about inflation, yesterday we already talked about oil prices. Oil prices still pulling back a little bit, but they are high. But it's not only oil. I mean, if you look at, okay, what's influenced inflation? I mean, of course, oil prices, gold also higher. And I mean, gold is still used a lot in production, and we're making a new all-time high here. Copper, what was copper again? HG or HN? Anyhow,
HG.
HG, copper also, look at this, trading at years high. I mean, it's kind of crazy. And
Well,
then
silver. Yeah,
silver, yeah.
silver too, Mark. There's all sorts of industrial uses for silver. And silver, big run from lows that we saw in February.
Yeah. And cocoa. And
Look at that.
cocoa, where do we have the futures? We're probably right there, right? I mean, look at this. I mean, this year alone, cocoa is up 130%. It's like, what? This is
Yeah.
cocoa.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Anyhow, so we see all of this higher, and that's probably not good news for inflation. So we'll see tomorrow, definitely a report. Super important that will rock the markets. Now, today, taking a look here at the heat map, I just want to bring up the heat map because super interesting. NVIDIA down, Google up. What's happening there? Did you see? Google has its investor day, I believe, or its icon. So Google has one of these conferences and is up because people like what they're hearing. And why is this significant? Well, look at the largest American companies here provided by the website Companies Market Cap. Nvidia and Google battling it out in terms of market cap. Look at this. Google just jumped over Amazon. Taking over
Whoa.
spot number three, spot number four, and right now only a few billion away, like what, 130 billion away from possibly taking over Nvidia in terms of market cap.
Look at that. Yeah, I saw some news that their Google Cloud Next event kicked off and they unveiled new custom ARM-based chips. At the event, they're also giving more updates on its Gemini large language model and AI features to improve workplace productivity. And Mr. Diamond gave a big address on AI and what he expects it to do. So, yeah, it looks like Google's a winner today.
All right. Well, let's see if they can take over Nvidia here. I mean, the battle around spot number three. Microsoft still the undefeated number one. Apple still undefeated number two. But then the battle around three, four, and five. I mean, the Nvidia, Alphabet, Google, and Amazon are just right there, right there. That's quite
Dun,
interesting.
dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. All right. Well, let's see what's happening with our positions here today. First, WTF positions. And we just talked about it right before the show. This morning, everything looked just fantastic. And right now, with the market sliding, a little bit different here. So we see that, for example, ABBV right now down 1.2% this morning. Just hang in there. So we're down a little bit on this one. So we bought it for $168. Right now, $167.61. So slightly down, not a big deal, but it was definitely, I was happier this morning before the markets started sliding its nervous slide here.
Yeah.
Autodesk, very similar this morning up right now around unchanged. So we bought it for 247, right now trading at 254 of 245. So slightly down here as well. CCP bouncing back right now. But this was also interesting. I mean, with the
Yeah.
markets taking a dive, CCP took a dive. Right now, it's still down 1%. So we bought it at 70.09, right now at 68.20, slightly down there. And then also Monster bouncing back a little bit right now, minus 0.1%. Bought it at 57.74, right now trading at 55.
Yeah, just kind of with the overall market, just not doing a whole lot and a little bit of red with some of these.
Yeah. Ross stores this morning nicely up right now, down 0.3%. We bought it at 140.14, right now trading at 139.77. Walmart, we sold Walmart yesterday, so that's not. And Zscaler today, yay, above the 200-day moving average again. So, and this is where we saw the 200-day moving average typically acting as support for the last couple of days, acted more as resistance. Now, again, it's support. So, come on, ZS, little buddy, move higher. So, bought it for 187.34, right now at 186.12. So, we'll see what happens with this. We might get an exit or two tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, I'm ready for another exit. It's been a great strategy this year. And hey, we know that there's some data coming out tomorrow.
It can move either way. Now, the wheel, this were also super interesting. Apple today making a nice move. And this means that after missing it yesterday, I was able to sell my Apple calls. Didn't get the 145 that I was looking for because you got 142 yesterday, but I got $1.30 and I'm happy with this. So just to recap, we got assigned at 170. And then yesterday we sold calls against our existing position. You got $142 per call that you sold. I got 130 today. So it's looking good. We'll see. Right now trading below 170. Maybe we might be able to close our calls. How much are we up right now? How much are you up
Let me see.
on the call?
Oh, it's not much.
No.
It's yeah.
How much is not
Yeah.
much? Do you have it in numbers?
Sorry, I had to double check something. 20, 29%, 30%.
29%. Okay. There we go.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Not yet enough. So we'll see. CSIQ, weird day for CSIQ yesterday. First rallying, then dipping, and then pretty much changing slightly higher. Today, up 1.5%. I think that's good since the markets have been moving lower. I mean, they're recovering a little bit right now if you look at a 5-minute chart. But overall markets down, CSIQ up. I'll take that one.
Yeah, works for me.
And then NEE. Come on, little buddy, this morning, scratching 66. We are getting seriously close to our break even and also towards our cost basis. So, few more days if NEE keeps chugging along. And we see that right now, we probably have to what go towards 68 when we can sell calls, but it would be good to see it above our break even.
Exactly. And I mean, this has just moved nicely. Looks like it's finding some fun above recent resistance or resistance that we've seen in the past, making a move higher. So I'm loving how this is looking, Marcus.
Yeah. And then UPS. UPS, a little bit all over the place. We are still in this
Yeah.
recovery uptrend. Well, actually, the line is a little bit steeper here. It's more like this. And also today, against the grain, up 0.3%. I'll take this while the markets are down 0.5%.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what we haven't talked about, Marcus?
No, what haven't we talked about?
Earnings season.
Oh.
Friday, big banks kicking off.
No. Already?
It kind of crept up
Jeez.
on us, huh? Yeah, look
Oh
at
my gosh. Let's
JP
hop over to the
Morgan. Yep.
Is it already? Oh my God. We just wrapped up earnings season, it seems. And there it is
I
again.
mean, we're talking. Yeah, we're talking about the Fed. We're talking about jobs. We're talking about CPI. And then all of a sudden, I realize, wait, we have earnings season coming right around the corner.
All right, and we see that it's kicking off slowly, just with the banks on Friday. Next week we're jumping up to 39 stocks, and then in 2 weeks from now, 119. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I can't wait what Jamie Dimon is saying again. He probably has some words for us regarding the economy, interest rates, what he thinks Paul should do. Is he about to retire? Do you know?
Yeah, he's going to go into politics.
I believe it. No, but seriously?
No, I mean, it's been kind of speculated in the past, but that's not confirmed. But I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
We'll see. Yeah,
Earnings season. What do you know? Crazy. All right, let's take another look here at the heat map to see what is going on here. And yeah, Nvidia sticks out like a Thor's thumb. And also Tesla. I mean, it's quite interesting to look at the Magnificent Seven. They're no longer driving the overall market, right? So, which is kind of good because it was crazy where last year we had seven stocks contributing to the rally. Right now, it's a little bit more of a broad-based rally.
Yeah, and that's nice because when you see the Magnificent Seven in the green, and then you look at the heat map and there's a bunch of red, but the markets are higher, it just doesn't quite feel right.
Yeah. So interesting. So financials moving lower ahead of earnings. Well, today's only Tuesday, so we still have some time.
Yeah.
All right. Now, before we take a look at the markets, any dad jokes this morning? I want to be honest, I got nothing.
How can you tell if it's a dogwood tree?
Oh.
It's bark.
That
Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize for that one.
right. Well, the index seems to like it because it's pulling higher again after this sell-off out of the blue. And I mean, this is we sometimes talk about moves and say, oh, it's not a significant move. I mean, this just in a few minutes here, we had an almost 1% move, a 0.9% move in the S&P. If we look from where we opened today, I mean, this year has been a 1% plus move. That's significant. That's significant. I mean, this is a move, not these little dips that we have sometimes, but that's something.
It's substantial, for sure, especially with the movement that we've seen over the last couple of weeks. So I agree.
Yeah. Anyhow, tomorrow, the big day, tomorrow, CPI report before the markets open, an hour before the open markets open, it will be released. And we'll be covering it. So make sure that you tune in. I didn't say it yesterday, but if you enjoy this show, give us a like. By the way, the chair that I'm sitting in, it goes lower the longer I sit in it. It doesn't hold it. So this is why I started it like this and now moving lower. Anyhow. So what else? Feel free to share this with anybody who you believe might find this helpful. And subscribe because we'll begin back tomorrow live. Actually, I won't, but Mark will be. Oh, I gave it away. Anyhow, have a great rest of your day.
Take care, everybody. Happy trading, everybody.